Gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 329. I am your host, Chibi D, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, I am joined by a man who has already decided his next favorite movie of 2015, Wombat.
I did?
I don't know. People are choosing their favorite consoles already, so why don't you choose your favorite movie?
Oh, I get it.
2 years from now.
I didn't know where you were going with it. Now I'm on.
No, I was too subtle.
A little.
Okay. And a man who just is going to buy anything anyway, Shipwreck.
I bought some stuff this week.
I see. You've proven my point correct already. What did you buy? I saw you bought the Yamaha surround bar.
Yes, I did. And now I'm struggling to fit it into my entertainment system.
Oh, it's too long?
No, the sound bar part of it is fine, but I didn't realize that the subwoofer part can't just be hidden, really, because it has, like,
it should be
that's
out in
where
the open.
Magic happens.
Yeah, you need to keep that out in the open.
Yeah, that's how my Sony one is.
So what's the problem?
Yeah. I don't want that out in the open.
Why not? You can put it anywhere in the room.
Because he's an engineer and everything needs to be proper and organized.
But it's a subwoofer. It's supposed to be free.
I have like a antique milk crate that my old subwoofer sits in. And so I'm going to try to kind of jerry-rig it into that.
That would be,
or maybe you just need to look online and Google subwoofer cozies and see if there's one that's the right size.
Or you could just put it on the floor like I do. It's fine.
Yeah, mine's just on the floor too. We actually put a nice box on top of it to make it look pretty.
It's a subwoofer. It should be in its own. It's pretty by itself. It should be beautiful by itself.
I just don't like stuff out.
You don't want people to see your stuff.
Wait until you have kids.
Well, that's the idea, though. I don't want that thing out there for the kids to mess with.
Yeah, there's a point to... Yeah, Elliot likes to turn it on and off.
Ty actually put toys inside the subwoofer. You know, the port? The big port?
Uh-huh.
Ty just dropped shit in a ball, actually. He threw a ball in there. That was a lot of fun to get out, by the way.
This is all proving my point, that this thing needs to not be out.
It does need to be protected.
The whole reason I got the soundbar in the first place was because my cat has learned that I use Bose computer speakers on my main TV.
Okay.
And he's learned that it really annoys me if he goes up to them and knocks them over.
It gets your attention immediately.
Right. It gets me to get up out of the chair, and then he thinks I'm going to feed him or let him outside or do whatever he wants. So now I've got this sound bar that it's pretty sturdy to where he can't knock it over.
Right.
But
you could have just tased the cat every time it knocked over the
floor. I say that you just don't let the kid into the living room.
When the cops come, you hide your weed in the subwoofer hole. They'll never look there.
Well, they'll never look there if it's inside a crate.
Right, exactly. Then it's really concealed.
They would need a warrant anyway.
Okay.
Just, you know, throwing that out there. I watch enough Law and Order to know that.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Quick show this week, maybe a little on the short side, maybe not. We'll see. We're busy. It's the 4th of July holiday week. It's big 4th of July plans. I saw the American ambassador to Japan at Tokyo American Club last weekend because he for their 4th of July celebration that took place.
Did you beat him at foosball?
Did you introduce yourself?
I did neither of those things. I beat somebody else in foosball very badly, embarrassingly bad. He told me he was good, and it was... Yeah, it was not pretty. He couldn't even get like a shot off on me.
There's good and then there's cheapy good.
There's no, I'm not good. I'm not saying that I'm good, but if somebody tells me that they're good, I expect that at least they're going to get a shot on goal on me at some point. No, but I saw the ambassador give a little speech and we did a toast to the emperor and they had free drinks at this thing, which was nice. But yeah, it was nice. I know I didn't talk to him. But I did go back to yoga class. I know this is the big question on everybody's mind is not about the cover of Edge magazine or who's won the console war already, but what happened in my yoga class? So I went back and I actually got there like a couple minutes early. So it was just me and the sensei. The yogi, as somebody pointed out in the on Twitter to me, that's like the teacher's called a yogi. So I basically told her exactly what I told you guys on the show, but faster. And she's like, oh, yeah, don't worry. I'm sorry. Don't worry. She's the woman, you know, we won't have that problem again. And I'm like, good. And I go down and I put my mat down. Of course, just in case, you know, anything happens, I put my mat in like all the way in the corner. So anybody who wants to be near me is going to have to do so by choice. And of course, the next person to walk in the room is the mom, but no kid this time. And everything was fine. We didn't have any controversy. It was all good. So everything's back at normal at Tokyo American Club of Yoga, everybody. You can finally relax. You can go on with your lives.
Woo! I'm a better person for, yeah.
It was a close one there. That. But in a plot twist now, the sensei is away for 2 weeks, so there's no class at all. So now everybody's screwed.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Anyway, what do you say? Show feedback or what? Wombat.
Sure. We can go right into that. Esper says, sadly, I think Shipwreck is right. Microsoft won't include a headset because they're doubling down on Kinect. If they included both, it would look like they weren't confident in the new Kinect. Same reason original Wii didn't come with a Pro or Classic controller. The problem, as Wombat points out, is by making the Kinect the one peripheral everyone has, it may split the user base when it comes to voice chat. Yes, the Kinect has a mic, but it is not ideal.
Shipwreck, and tell him why he's wrong. Oh, no, he's right. He said you were right.
He told me I was right. Why would I tell him he's wrong?
Well, I wanted to bring this up because you mentioned a really good point post-show the other day on why you think that they needed to have a new headset and why this new headset is what makes it special.
What? Who, me?
No, Shipwreck.
Oh, of course not me.
I have more.
He engineered.
I'm right again.
He went and... Yeah, you were right twice.
Well, I think,
which is why I use Shipwreck is right comment.
Well, it's because they've put the audio processing into the actual headset itself and taken those guts out of the controller. From my understanding, is why the old headsets won't work. Whatever reason they did that, I'm sure some engineers decided that was the way to up the audio quality.
Right, or maybe take some weight out of the controller.
I was going to say, it has two purposes. Well, you saw it. It's very different on the back.
But the headset?
You know, I'm holding my old Xbox 360 controller right now, where it has that, you know, area for the batteries, and that's no longer, you know, it's flush with the back now. So it makes sense that, you know, there was something in that space that is no longer, that's not there anymore. And as Shipwreck points out, it's probably the audio hoojaboo.
Whatever. But the point is, people still want a headset in there and they're not delivering that. So that's a problem for people. And
yeah, Shipwreck
Shipwreck is right, but they also want to save money. You know, they don't want to include, if that controller no longer costs Microsoft $1 to buy, to produce.
You mean the headset?
Headset, excuse me. So it's not apples and oranges anymore. But I think that, whatever, I think it should probably come with a headset, even though I wouldn't use it.
But even then, like, maybe the headset has better audio quality now. Like, maybe it actually is, like, nice to talk to people. You can actually hear them and
high band,
be all scratchy and echoey. Like, if it gets rid of the echoing, I'll more than happily
buy a separate headset.
Well, that's really the other question, is we also still don't know how much that headset's going to cost.
Money's no object, you know, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if they overprice this thing and make it like SD card for the Vita,
you're saying
prices,
it can't cost more than $20 is what you're saying.
I think it's 30. Yeah, I think it's $29.99.
I see. I was going to say, I think 30 is way too high. And my gut tells me 25, and that's still too much.
I think, yeah. I mean, I think the way to look at it is you don't need to make like a 50% margin on the fucking headset. It's just a headset. You know, if you're going to try to squeeze every last penny off out of people on the headset, you're not looking at the big picture. The big picture is getting to buy the software and use the system more and be on it more. And with a headset.
And a headset will allow that. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, don't overthink things, guys. Anyway, what else we got here in show feedback?
Sure, this comes from Megma 42.
Megma?
Hey, Megma. Oh. He says, hey, Microsoft's Major Nelson, since you're up on CAG, read my post. I don't know if he's up on CAG.
Yeah, I don't think he's reading CAG all the time.
Quit putting freaky pictures on my dashboard. My kids see it when they go to Netflix and it gives them nightmares. I have settings to no mature content already, but it still pops up. If you want your machine to be family friendly, then you have to watch crap like this. That state of emergency ad picture has got to go, or at least have the option to make things like that not show up. And I have to agree 100% because it was a major issue in my house over the weekend.
Is this the ad for it on the dashboard, or is this inside Netflix? This was an ad.
No, it wasn't on Netflix. It was right on that first screen.
Ew.
So right on the first screen, the big box in the top center on the first screen was this ad for some movie that I'd never heard of called State of Emergency. And it was
That's not a movie. That's a video game.
No, you're thinking of State of Decay.
Oh, okay.
No, you're thinking of the Rockstar State of Emergency game.
Yeah, the State of Emergency was a Rockstar game. State of Decay is an Xbox game. State of Emergency is also a B movie that they were trying to sell in the movie section on the Xbox dashboard. So they put this ad for this movie. I think it might have been free over the weekend or something like that. And it was just this zombie head that was all sliced and bloody just right there.
Wow.
And you couldn't get rid of it because it was, you know, essentially an ad and it was the largest picture. And my daughter wanted to play Kinect Party and we had just downloaded Doodle Jump. I mean, these are very family friendly things. I'm using this console. It's like a Microsoft marketing person's wet dream. It's a Sunday morning before gymnastics.
Your wife's in the background smiling at the two of you as you play.
Yeah, exactly. And
your living room is a cavern.
Yeah,
it's 100 by 100 feet.
All white cavern.
Big spotlights on the ceiling to make sure that everything's properly lit.
Yeah, I mean,
but everything else.
Everything else. But you understand what I'm saying.
Of course, yeah, of course.
And then there's this picture and my daughter screams, hides her face, and says, turn it off, turn it off. I can't look at it. And now she's afraid and does not want me to turn the console on ever again.
Way to go. Thanks, Obama.
Exactly.
Thanks, Major Nelson. Why would you put that picture on the dashboard, Major Nelson?
I mean, I know it's not Major Nelson. I know, but
the poster kind of wrote that.
Just Major Nelson sitting there in his chair plotting out how to scare little girls.
Right. How do I scare little girls this week?
But no, it's a good point, though. That's a good point. And
it was very irresponsible for them to do. It wasn't the right place to put it.
They took the money.
It shouldn't have been in the default starting tab.
Right.
It just... Yeah.
Yep, you're right. Bad I agree 100%.
Does that stuff happen a lot with them, or was this just
no, that's what's up. So strange. It's like it's not something that happens often, but it just happened to happen on this weekend that I was going to play games with my kids.
Nice.
So whatever.
All right. Well, but maybe that's a good point, though. Hopefully that gets back then. Speaking of watching things.
Forget back then. Blah, blah, blah. Moving on.
Well, what? I mean, we don't have that much time.
I know. We don't have much time.
Should we talk about Major Nelson more? Major Nelson liked my Xbox One article, and he tweeted about it, and so did Michael Pachter. Hello? Michael Pachter said I was
in that
right.
Article
Not only did he like my article, he said I was right.
I like the comments to your article, most of all.
What, they weren't. I stopped reading them after like the second day.
You kind of need to.
It's bad. People get, I don't know, people are really into this.
A little bit.
I mean, they weren't that bad.
People need to just calm down a little bit. I know it's impossible because it's the internet and there's new consoles and you feel like you're going to lose if you don't pick the right one. Nobody's going to lose. Like, if you want to buy the Xbox One, get the Xbox One, you're going to be fine. If you want to buy the PS4, buy the PS4, you're going to be fine.
They're going to be pretty much the same.
Yeah, they're going to be very similar. You're going to be happy with either one you buy. It's going to be all right. You don't have to make other people feel miserable for the choice that they make.
Edge Magazine.
Because the only reason a choice is being made in the first place is because we don't have infinite funds, like, or time. Like that's pretty much the only reason that everybody's not buying everything.
Or space.
Right?
Yeah, of course. Or so you just hate one.
You're really
or the other.
Upset that you just don't like
have enough money.
Disposable money to buy both of them. It's really what you're getting so upset at.
And it's not even disposable enough disposable income to buy both of them. It's really to buy both of them on day one, which I still stand by. I don't see a reason to buy two consoles on the same day.
Oh, yeah, it's totally ridiculous.
Or the same week.
Yeah.
Unless you have a gaming account.
Unless
that's totally ridiculous
it really is. I mean, there's no reason to own to buy two consoles on the same day.
Well, when they don't even like this, you know, everybody knows like the first year or two of the consoles are not exactly like prime, you know, the salad years, right? You're basically beta testing for everybody else who's going to buy it cheaper and have better games 2 years from now. So if you can get past that, yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense, really, to have two. Unless you just like, hey, you want to really honestly see which one is better. Or you have, like Shipwreck said, infinite funds and space and time.
And you're retired.
And you're retired. So, I don't know how Edge Magazine can be declaring which is the better console when, best case scenario, they were at E3 and they spent... I mean, this obviously didn't happen, but best case scenario, they spent 3 days playing... all the, you know, just like hands-on the consoles, but they don't have like the finished versions of anything. I don't know. I recognize they're just trying to sell magazines, but
there was hardly anything playable, like next-gen wise at E3.
Right.
I think it's pretty irresponsible to declare a winner before September, to be honest.
Really like Octodad and they just can't believe that's not going to be on Xbox One.
Fun Octodad fact, there were 8 playable stations at the Sony booth. Which
one for each leg.
You tweeted that.
Right, which goes to show you, and this is the same story at the Microsoft booth, but it just goes to show you, they didn't have that much, you know, stuff available of the next generation. You know, had...
No disrespect for Octodad, it looks hilarious.
It was hilarious. I played through the entire demo, and it was hilarious. It was actually one of the only PlayStation 4 games like I actually got to play, so it was good that they had 8 stations. But the point is, if they had a lot more, you know, showpiece type games to show, that there wouldn't have been 8 Octodad stations. No offense to Octodad. I love Octodad. I'm buying Octodad. Okay, thank you. And there's the same thing for Microsoft. I'm not saying that, you know, this situation was any different over there. So I don't know how a respect, you know, Edge Magazine, I thought was a very respected, like hard ass magazine. They don't fuck around. You know, they don't hand out high review scores, but apparently they're not really that respectable.
I haven't seen anything like it since Newsweek declared Pepsi the winner in 1987.
Did that happen?
No, but it sounds really plausible, doesn't it?
Well, they declared Sony the winner in 2006 with the PlayStation 3 also. Yeah. So.
But they posed it as a question in 2006.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody on Twitter said, well, look, they were right. You know, PlayStation won the console. PlayStation 3 won the console war. If you call that winning the console war, I mean, losing
all
the console.
All three of them won the console war, right?
I mean, basically.
That was kind of the amazing part. I mean, sales-wise, worldwide, what is it? The 360 and the PlayStation 3 are almost neck and neck.
Right.
But the 360 sold double the amount of PlayStation 3s in the U.S. But then you could say the same thing about, you know, Asia. Where the 360 sold nothing.
Right. They shouldn't even bother in Asia.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's all topsy-turvy.
Speaking of other things that aren't really stories, I saw that the story of the 360 not coming out in Japan in 2013.
The Xbox One, you mean?
What did I say? Oh, I said 360?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. I'm going to keep doing that until probably 2015. So just get used to that.
That's fine. I mean, I should just probably say be writing the date 2015 and 2016. So it's all good.
Right. So I don't know. And they were saying like, oh, Japan is a tier 2 country. It's not a tier 1 country. I think and gaming sites were posting this like that was like an insult to Japan. We're saying, hey, Japan, you're not as good as the tier 1 countries. You don't get Xbox One right away. You have to.
Well, first of all, thing number one. The United States is a better country than Japan. That's like a fact.
I think that's not
everyone knows that.
A fact.
That's a fact. No, it is. We are the best country in the world.
Okay. All right.
And if you say anything otherwise,
you're a terrorist.
Exactly. Okay. The United States of America is the greatest country in the world. So it's tier one U.S.
I find, by the way, and I know you're...
Then you got tier one B, which would be every other countries.
Right. U.S. is in
its own
tier.
And then you have tier two. Yeah. And then you have tier two, which would be Japan.
Right. Right. And I'm not saying that the U.S. is not the best country, but I find that the people who are most adamantly say that are people who probably haven't left the country. But anyway.
Hey, I left the country once.
Where'd you go?
I went to Mexico.
How about people who left North America?
I've never left North America.
That's crazy.
I've never left North America.
Not even Alaska and Hawaii, the freak states?
No, not even. Nope. That is a wombat fact.
Huh. Well, anyway, I forgot what I was talking about. But oh, yeah. So Xbox is not coming to Japan right away. I mean, is that a surprise to anybody? They didn't sell any.
There are three people in Japan that are probably very disappointed about that.
Right, and they're all white guys.
Yep.
I don't understand how that became a story of outrage again, but anyway, I guess we're done talking about the Edge cover too. I think it's really silly. And if they declared Xbox won the winner, I would have thought it was just as silly. No, I'm not mad. I don't really care what they write. It does not matter at all what they write. But I figured that they had more respect for their writers.
The Road to Ruin that it's on?
What's that?
The Road to Ruin.
Is that what it said on the cover?
Yeah, that's what it said on the cover.
For Xbox? I mean, I don't disagree with it said like how Microsoft blew it. I completely agree that they blew everything that they've done so far with the Xbox One, but I disagree that that really matters.
Well, they unblew some of it.
They unblew some of it. They sucked, right?
Right. They sucked. They sucked on some of it, but it was a good kind of sucking. They were blowing and then...
Right.
This conversation is taking a turn about sucking and blowing.
I'm rubbing my nipples.
But I don't know if I feel comfortable having with you guys.
This is the sound of my nipples being rubbed.
You have rubber nipples?
No. They're just very squeaky. Anyway, so I just think it's silly. The whole thing is very silly to declare a winner. I mean, declare a winner, maybe 6 years from now, you'll have a pretty good idea of how it's going. But even still, that wouldn't have been enough time to discover the winner of this current generation of console wars. So if you want to declare the console war over now,
it's over.
It's over. Let's pack it up. Microsoft should probably not even release the Xbox One because it's over. Sony should just make the PlayStation 4 extra shitty now because it's already over. All right. I want to do a quick watch this, bitches, because Wombat, you're going to have to prepare for this moment. And Shipwreck as well, but Wombat's moment is coming much sooner. So I got the Raiders of the Lost, the Indiana Jones box set, the Blu-ray box set was on sale at Amazon. And I selected
the quality
shipping, so it finally showed up. So I decided to watch Raiders with Ty, which is like a pretty intense movie for a 5-year-old.
There's two scenes that you need to be careful for, one more than the other.
The face melting scene.
Yeah, that's
face melting scene.
Me.
I still have memories of being, I don't know, maybe 7 years old, watching that movie with my dad, and my dad, it was right before that would happen, he would, just like in the movie, close your eyes.
Yep, turn away.
And he would yell at me.
Yep.
Turn away, and then he would grab me and hold me down against the bed until the scene was over.
Yeah,
I still have very, sad, as strange as that may sound, fond memories of that moment.
Yeah, I did the same thing, except I warned Ty that it was coming. I said, there's going to be a part here which you're not going to want to see, and I'm going to put my hand over your face, so just know that that's coming and get ready. Of course, when I put my hand over his face, he pushed it out of the way. He wanted to see. What was the other scene that you thought?
The other scene that I think might be questionable is the what's his face? The shirtless German guy.
Oh, gets
chopped up.
You don't see it, though.
You don't see it. There's a little bit of blood splatter. You hear it, and there's blood splatter.
Yeah.
And when you're six, you fill in those gaps a lot more efficiently than you might think.
Yeah, he didn't even fill those in. He had to ask me what happened. And
I'm just saying.
The
like
skeleton
that's
in the
other...
beginning was scary too. Like when they're in the getting the idol, the golden idol, and there's a trap with like the spikes that shoot out of the wall, and there's a skeleton on like stuck to one of them.
And young Dr. Octopus.
Oh, right, right. Exactly. Yes. So yes. What we wound up doing is we wound up watching like the beginning, the opening scene of the movie. And then I saw that Ty was like kind of scared. So I was explaining to him that it's just a movie and just like video games, it's all made up. It's all fake. It's for your entertainment. And we could, in fact, with this box set that I bought, it has the bonus scenes and we can even see how the making of the movie and we can see the cameras and everything. So we actually watched maybe 15 minutes of that. And you see Steven Spielberg and the cameras, and that really just put everything in perspective. And after that, we watched the rest of the movie, like, you know, a day later or something. And it was fine. He understood that it was fake and it was all made up. And, you know, we had a really great family moment watching Raiders. Another movie that I saw, which I didn't watch with Ty, was Reincarnated. That's the Snoop Dogg documentary where he goes to Jamaica to...
Oh, become Snoop Lion?
Become Snoop Lion and make a reggae album. If you want to watch a guy smoke weed for 90 minutes straight, like chain smoke, blunts.
I did that. It's called E3.
Not like that. Not like Snoop. Nobody.
So not straight for like days.
There's never a part in the movie where he's not smoking, pretty much.
It sounds like Shipwreck. Does that sound like your E3 experience?
Let me put it this way, Wombat. Let me put it this way. He's going to Jamaica, okay? He brings his own weed to Jamaica. Probably because he smokes so much that the Jamaican weed is not engineered. It's not engineered, so it's not probably strong enough to affect him properly. So he brings his own weed to Jamaica. That's like bringing sand to the beach. It's crazy. But it was an interesting movie just to see... How, you know, Snoop was a real, like, gangster, and how he's just trying to get out of that. Like, this whole thing is, he wants to be out of gangster rap. He doesn't want to rap about guns and killing people. He just wants to sing about smoking weed and, you know, like, family and stuff now.
He wants to be, like, the Jimmy Buffett of rap, is what it
Not even rap. He wants to do reggae.
Of reggae. I'm sorry. The Jimmy Buffett of reggae.
But the album that he did, it's not even, like, a Snoop album. It's Major Lazer, which if you really enjoyed the song from last week, Wombat, that was Major Lazer. It's basically a Major Lazer album with a little... bit of Snoop on it. But the movie was pretty interesting. If you like Snoop, you're gonna like him a lot more after you watch it. How about some new releases?
There aren't really any.
What?
I mean, you're not right, really. The Tour de France 2013, the 100th edition came out for $50 on PSN.
That seems expensive.
Oh, you think?
Well, it'll probably be free soon.
There's a farming simulator on Vita.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Check that out. According to tech-gaming.com.
Yeah, Castle Storm came out for PC. That's a fun
game. That's a
good
game.
Mm-hmm. It probably works really well on PC, too, because it seems like pointing and clicking in that type of tower defense strategy game would work better than the controller does.
I agree.
Cool. Anything else here?
That's about it. It's a holiday week. Not much right. going on.
I see there's a Trackmania add-on or something. Trackmania add-on? You ever play Trackmania, Ship?
Nope.
It's a PC racing game, but it's like a million people racing at once, and you can't crash into them. It's just you see their ghosts. It's pretty crazy.
I never realized... I mean, I've heard of Trackmania plenty of times. There was even like a... Trackmania 1 got like a Wii version, I believe.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize Trackmania 2 at least looks like actual car graphics. I always thought this was kind of a arcadey looking thing.
It is in a way. Like there's only one car in the game, and you can just change like the design of it. You know, the livery and colors and stuff. It's just interesting to see all the cars racing at once on these crazy tracks that are, you know, they're like amusement park tracks, you know, corkscrews and things like that. It's like hard driving, but everybody's going
I was about to say, it sounds like hard driving. Is there a cow?
You can make your own track, so I'm guessing you can.
Is there a cow?
I don't know. I haven't played a lot of it. Now it's actually
on Steam
now.
There's no cow, I don't care.
Okay.
If you go left, you go to the loop. If you go right, you don't.
Yep.
You could. I'm sure somebody has made that track. I'd be shocked if they did not.
That loop was tough.
That loop was tough. That game had two tracks. One of them was just a standard, you did nothing. The other one was the stunt track. And I think I played that game for like 3 years.
It was a great game.
You just hit that cow over and over again.
Just over and over again. Did you know you could hit the cow?
Well, you want to get that loop. If you get that loop, you feel really good for the rest of the day.
Not only that, but you could do the track backwards. And it was like a whole different experience.
I wasn't that good. I wasn't good enough to go for that. I had enough challenge with just
not driving in reverse.
No,
but
I know
going,
you can reverse the track. I remember.
Yeah, going in the other direction.
Trust me, I put enough quarters into that game to.
Well, I had it on the Genesis. It was really good on the Genesis.
No, but you needed the whole experience with the wheel and everything.
I'm not saying you didn't. I'm just saying
it was pretty fantastic on the Genesis as well.
It was an amazing Genesis game.
Yeah, it was kind of great.
It was so good on the Genesis. I don't think you understand, GP.
I obviously don't.
You have me and Shipwreck agreeing on something.
Right.
I think what you need to do is go out and get a Genesis and a copy of Hard Drivin' this week and see how it holds up.
All right.
I'm going to say not that good. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that my memories at 13 are very different than my than reality.
Gotcha. All right. Where are we now here? How about a word from our friends at GoDaddy, Wombat? There's some new coupon codes this week. All new offers. Let's see here. Let me get this right. Okay, so we got the $2.49 domain registrations with KAG249. Now there's some new codes. The new code is 32OFF1, and that's good for anybody. Doesn't have to be a new customer. And you can get, 32% off your order, I think. I think that's what that one is. And then there's another new one that you can get a free domain registration with private registration, Wombat. Do you know what that means? You know what
it
private
means
registration is?
That when if someone tries to search who owns it, they won't get my name.
Right. So when you register smellyvagina.com, no one's going to know that you own it. So that's.
I have a feeling that's not available. Well, Shipwreck, can you check that for me?
I used to own it, and I let it expire, so somebody else owns it now. So for $4, if you use coupon code FREE9, you get a free year of private registration and your domain registration. And that's, so there you go. All those links will be in the show thread.
What were the hopes again with Smelly Vagina when you owned it?
I was really high, and it was probably like 4 a.m. I was coming back for some club or something, and I was just like, I don't know. Who knows? You can't really. I was smart enough to not renew it. Let's put it that way. I said, look, there's probably people out there who like smelly vaginas. Maybe the domain is worth something. It's worth $10 to see if it could be worth something. It wasn't, by the way. In case you were wondering. All right. There we go. Any new contests this week, or are these holdovers from last week?
No, we got two new.
Woohoo, two new. Break it down.
Am I doing this, or are you doing this?
Go for it. You're the one that's played
okay.
this.
Okay. I am, yes. Well, one of the games we're giving away, the already mentioned Doodle Jump for the Xbox 360 Kinect.
Get the name right.
What do we have? Three?
Doodle Jump 4 Kinect.
Doodle Jump 4 Kinect. And what do we have? Three to give away? Three?
Three-ish. Maybe? Somewhere in that range.
Three-ish? Somewhere in that range.
I don't need one if you're wondering.
Two or three to give away. And to get one of those, you just need to post in the show thread, post a comment that's constructive, and just mention that you are in for Doodle Jump. And the other thing that we have to give away is 10, count them, 10 codes for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Gamer Picks for the Xbox 360.
No way.
Wow.
I know, this is very exciting.
Wow.
Are these for,
if you want,
are these like ancient, are they for the TMNT game or what?
No, they're for the new game that comes out with Summer of Arcade.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know there was a new game.
There's a new game coming out for Summer of Arcade called TMNT Out of the Shadows.
I didn't even know there was a Summer of Arcade. That shows you how out of it I am.
Yes, and we have gamer picks to give away. We have 10 of them, and you enter that the same way. Just say, in for ninjas.
And say something about the show, right?
Yeah, say something about the show, and then in for ninjas. That's the phrase that pays.
Right. I remember the phrase. What was the phrase that pays?
Didn't it? What was it on WPLJ? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
WPLJ means money or something like that?
Yeah, WPLJ means more money in my pocket or something stupid.
It was definitely something stupid.
It was definitely something stupid.
All right, let's talk.
Scott and Todd in the morning.
Should we talk about Saints Row 4 now?
You can.
I think the embargo's up July 3rd. Is it July 3rd when people are going to be listening to this?
You would have to make sure you wait until after midnight.
Okay, I can do that. So I got Shipwreck and I both got a preview build of Saints Row 4 for PC, which I thought was the full game. And I was really excited because I thought I had the whole game early and I was going to be able to write a review up and all that good stuff.
You got to an ending point?
I got to an ending point.
Okay.
I was like, damn. But I'm very happy to report. It's weird because I was trying to avoid basically everything about this game because I was looking forward to it. And that's sort of how I do things now. I just wait till the game comes out and play it, you know, and not read anything about it or look at videos or any of that stuff. But we did play it at E3 this year. Shipwreck made me play it at E3. He made me, at gunpoint, he made me play it. And then he made me play this also. But I am happy to report that the game is awesome, and it's especially awesome on PC. So, Ship, what we played at E3, that was on 360, right?
Yes. Yeah, that was on 360. You could definitely tell it wasn't running on PC. I forget.
Yes, I was there. I was sitting next to you.
I forgot that. We all were able to get a station.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So the
I'm glad I'm so memorable.
The prolonged demo.
Next time I'll fart in the room so you don't forget. I was
there to play the game, not to remember who was sitting next to me.
I'm not even going to say anything else. Tell me what's so amazing about Saints Row. Don't spoil anything.
That's the thing. See, like there were two parts in like the first half hour of the game. So this preview build is the whole, I guess, beginning of the game. And you get to a part where it's the same part that we played at E3, but you get to see more of the story in this and know what's going on more. So there were two parts within the first half hour of the game that made me basically double over laughing, and I won't tell you what they are, but one of them involves a song played at a funny time, and the other involves an option in the character customization, which was just so crazy and so out there that I was like, I couldn't believe it for a minute. But it's interesting how the introduction of superpowers in the game has really changed the game a lot. It's really now Crackdown. It feels more like Crackdown than it does a Saints Row game or a Grand Theft Auto game. Don't you think that's true?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's when we played it at E3, that's immediately where my mind went, because there was orbs everywhere, and all of a sudden I was like,
say, because all the orbs.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump over there. Oh, there's another one. I'm gonna jump over there.
Oh, you mean the data collection points?
Yes,
right. That's what I meant.
Right,
not,
and like
not
like
orbs.
The orbs, they have the exact same effect. You use them to level up your powers, your superpowers. But it changes the game in that, like, the cars don't seem to be really as important
anymore.
Who
cares? The cars. I don't know. Like, driving in those games, it got old.
I always liked the driving. But, you know, the problem is if they want to make the game better, they have to basically include better vehicles. And they're probably not going to be cars. They're going to be jets or hovercraft.
The jets were fun in Saints Row 3.
Yeah, spaceships and all that shit. So, yeah, it's changed the game, which is good, though, I think. Because we just played Saints Row 3 last year, and I think it's nice that it does have a really different feel to it because of the superpowers. I hope my save game works in the new one. I'm not optimistic though, but it's really awesome. Very pleasantly surprised. You know how good the game looks on PC, how good the voice acting is, how funny the writing is, how fun the superpowers are, and I was able to level up the jumping and the running and some of the, like, the freeze blast power. It's really fun. This is going to be one of the best games of the year. I think it's pretty safe to say that for sure.
Is it safe to say that?
I think it's pretty safe.
Did it win the console wars?
I think this is going to be the best game that comes out in the net for the next 7 years. When GBD Magazine comes out next month, I'm going to declare Saints Row 4 the best game of 2015.
That works for me. Yeah. I'm on board.
Pretty much. But yeah, definitely. Yeah. If you had doubts, you thought like you had enough Saints Row, you're sort of bored with it, the powers change up the game quite a bit. You know, you really do feel like a superhero. And it does feel a lot like the Hulk game that you liked, Wombat.
Sure.
Don't you think?
I mean, that felt like Crackdown, so.
Right. Right. Anyway, so Saints Row, awesome. What have you guys been playing?
I've been working on Mag Runner Dark Pulse still.
Okay.
Which I know, Cheapy, you and I played that some at E3.
Yes, that's the Portal game, but it's magnets instead of portals.
Right.
And I played some of it too.
You did?
Leave me out.
Yeah.
What?
I was at the console in front of you. So you were playing it and I was at the one in front of you. I played it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, remember they were giving out free Mag Runner pens?
I didn't get anything from them. The guy wouldn't give me anything.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. I was joking about the pens, but they were giving out t-shirts. And
if
watching
you play the game, and I'm standing there playing the game, and the guy gives Shipwreck a t-shirt, not me.
Well,
and I wanted to kick him right in his
guy.
Cheap. That was like, where's my t-shirt? And it was funny because when we were leaving the room, the other person said, if you want to grab a t-shirt, you can grab one. And I didn't grab one.
Because you're like, I'm not going to stoop to that level. I've already been circling this guy for a good 5 minutes waiting for him to give me a t-shirt. And now you tell me I have to go somewhere to get a t-shirt? No, thank you, sir.
Pretty much.
Farewell.
Mm-hmm. I don't want your t-shirt.
I do not want. This was what was on the t-shirt?
It just says Mag Runner.
Mag Runner and has the two little cubes, magnetic cubes on it.
Right.
It's not a bad shirt.
No.
How's the game?
The game is actually what we played at E3, we both thought was kind of slow, and I correctly guessed that it wasn't really a demo. It was just the first part of the game. Like, so it was a lot of narrative, which doesn't really lend itself well to demo form.
Right. At E3, you want to play something for like 10 minutes on the show floor that's going to give you an idea of the gameplay. So the beginning of the game is not representative of that.
But it's tough in this type of game because unless you know the mechanics, you really can't do anything.
Right. Are you playing on PC?
Yeah, that's the only thing it's out on right now. It's coming out for Xbox Live and PSN later.
Oh, okay. Because I heard you right before that you were impressed by the graphics.
Yeah, it's surprising. Like, when you start off in what we saw, it's very much like Portal. You start off in like a lab scenario where you're going through these trials. And then all of a sudden, Cthulhu cults come into play. And so you kind of break away from those labs into more, you're still inside of structures, but more like gritty type structures. And there's water and more environmental stuff to look at. It's a pretty game. The puzzles are actually pretty good as well. Like, some of them get so ridiculous and it's so hard to kind of predict what the magnets are going to do. Sometimes it's not as easy as what the portals are going to do. You can press a button though, and it kind of shows you the magnetic field that each like item has in the level. And the whole idea is you're switching the polarity on those to either attract or repel.
Right. It was a pretty interesting concept, I thought.
Yeah, it's $20. I think the story and the voice acting could be a little better. It's good enough, but it's like, I don't know.
Have you played Antichamber?
I have not played Antichamber.
Because it's another game of that in that vein. It's been on sale. I should have bought it. I'm sure it'll be on sale again.
Yeah. At some point in the game, like, I was getting a little bit, like, it was getting a little samey because there was only like certain things in the environment that you could like change the magnetic pool on. But now I have a device that I can pretty much put one magnetic item wherever I want in the level and move it around. And so that like opens up the puzzles more. But cool. It's cool. Like the weird thing is you can say it's like Portal and you're like, oh, okay, well, I've played a million of those type of games. But when you think about it, you really haven't. Like, there hasn't been a whole lot of Portal clones.
I can't think of any game that I've played. Yeah, I can't think of any game.
Like Quantum Conundrum, which was
right.
done by the woman that invented Portal. But yeah, so check it out if you're into like a puzzle. I'm not sure if there's a trial yet, but there will be when it comes to Xbox Live Arcade. So
that's the version that we played at E3, right? Wasn't that on Xbox?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also on Xbox and PC and PS3 is Call of Juarez Gunslinger, and I just finished that this week, finally. That is an awesome game. If ever is there was a game that was worth its full retail price on release, that is Call of Juarez Gunslinger.
It's fun to shoot $15? People in that game.
It is so fun. Yeah, it's $15, and I always said with first-person shooters, if you can nail just the death animations and making it, you know, the actual killing part, the actual death of the enemies, as exciting as possible, that you're basically halfway there. And they maybe have the best of any first-person shooter. I mean,
kind of reminded me of Bulletstorm in the way that it was just fun to kind of move around and just destroy dudes.
Have you finished it?
I haven't finished it. I'm 3 levels in, maybe.
The ending is excellent. The end game is excellent. And it just, you know, it basically gives you more of what you want.
So better than Blood Dragon or worse? Because I think that's comparable.
It's better. It's way better.
Interesting.
It's way better. This game was not even on my radar. And Blood Dragon, you know, as soon as I heard about it, I decided like, oh, that's the game for me. But this is just, you know, nothing against Blood Dragon. But this game is just, it's really polished. It looks amazing on PC. On my rig, it's just, you know, it's drop dead gorgeous. Not only do they have slow motion shooting, you know, you push a button to activate the slow mo, but when you headshot enemies, and anyway, they die in slow motion, so it's slow, like just for a little bit, for like a second, and it slows down time. So there's a lot of slow motion effects going by. You can see like the bullet trails.
There's like you get like points and stuff too, like or maybe it's money that pops up depending on how you kill the guys.
Right. If you can slow down time and headshot a bunch of people and chain together combos, you earn things like more slow mo time and points and things like that. It's a great game. The duels are really fun. You know, at the end of most levels, you're going to do a quick draw against a famous Western outlaw and a guy that you've actually heard of. You know, if you've seen the movie Tombstone, you're going to know a lot of the characters in the game, which I think a lot of us have seen Tombstone because it's awesome. So really, I mean, this is one of the best games I played this year. I could not recommend it more highly, on PC at least. I haven't seen it at all on console, but you don't even need to wait for a sale. You don't need a crazy Steam sale on this one. Just, you know, it's really good. And there's a new game plus mode when you beat it, which so you can start the game with all the abilities. There's a bunch of abilities that you unlock as you level up through the game. But really just great. Call of Juarez Gunslinger. Excellent. And a sleeper hit, like just came out of nowhere. Like who even thought that, you know, I thought this game was going to be good, but it's the best Call of Juarez game by far. Much better than the full retail release games.
Techland, I'm telling you, they're a good developer.
Yeah, like this, the fact that this just blows away the other, and the other games were good, but this game is just so polished. I don't know if I want to spoil like sort of the narrative part of it, not the story, but just how it's delivered. But the way the story is delivered is what makes the game special, even if it's not, you know, a one-of-a-kind type thing. Anyway, Call of Juarez Gunslinger. My highest recommendation. Woo-woo. What else we got here, guys?
Oh, I just didn't want people to think that I wasn't playing anything while you guys were playing Mag Runner and Saints Row, because right. I'm not cool enough to get new games.
Uh-huh.
So, other than Doodle Jump, I finally started Halo 4. The game is good. The game's really good. I'm
it's
on
good,
level
right?
6 now. Yeah. You know what?
It's How's like, it look? Does it look good?
It looks great. And I hadn't played a Halo game in actually like quite a long time. And you forget like, you know, certain things about it. It does vehicles so well. You know, in the single player. You know, and it's pretty, you know, it's very impressive. I mean, I know it's Halo and, you know, what else can you say about it? But, you know, getting in those vehicles still works. And they haven't changed what those vehicles are. Still does it for you,
the whole physics, yeah, the Warthog and the Ghost and the thing that you fly. I forgot what it's called.
The Banshee. And there's something comforting about it in its own way, where it's like, I know what all of these things are. I know the names of all of these vehicles.
Right. Right.
That I kind of get, you know, kind of enjoy.
So they didn't mess it up. 343 didn't mess it up.
They didn't mess it up. I do think that there is something, though. This is going to sound funny, but old fashioned about Halo that I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing anymore. You know, I think I'm just so used, and it's maybe just a me thing. I'm so used to playing games where there's a progression to your character's abilities. You know, those, even if it's the simplest of RPG elements,
sure. Call of Juarez.
Call of, exactly.
Quite a nice that one, in fact.
Far Cry 3, Tomb Raider, BioShock, Infinite, all of these games, you know, your character progresses their abilities throughout the game, and you don't really have that in Halo?
Not in the campaign, but in the... They kind of do that in the multiplayer type stuff.
They do that, yeah, but not in the campaign, and I feel like it's missing.
Maybe it'll be in the next one. Maybe he finds that stuff in the desert.
I'm guessing there's the 343 industry strategy on Halo 4 was, let's just try to make it as close to the other Halo games as possible and not offend anybody, and we'll do a good job on that. And then for the next one,
really good job on it.
Yeah, we can have more leeway to do things maybe more our way.
Maybe. That's, and again, it's not like it's an, oh my God, Halo.
No.
Halos are the sexors.
No.
I feel like it's something that's missing, because it's something that I think at this stage of the game, all games need. But again, that could just be a me.
The narrative's pretty strong in Halo 4 as well.
It is interesting. And I do like the redesigned Cortana. But that's just me. Little curvier Cortana.
I stopped playing it. I don't know why. I forgot. Well, I think I got stuck somewhere, and then...
I hit a glitch, and I had to do an entire level over again. And I lost about an hour and a half of gameplay, and that was kind of annoying.
By the way, I played through Call of Juarez Gunslinger with mouse and keyboard, the whole thing. I think that's the first... That's the first first-person shooter I played through from start to finish with 100% mouse and keyboard. And I liked it a lot. I actually tried it with the controller, and it was not as fun. So I'm evolving.
There you go. I'm playing more Animal Crossing also. I've been playing that every morning.
Enjoying it?
I decided that I think my character that I created is just going to get neglected, and I'm only playing as the character that is based off of my daughter, but my daughter character dresses like a boy. So... I don't know what to tell you.
But I thought you needed to be mayor. What happened with that whole thing?
Well, that character is the mayor.
So you've abandoned the wombat character? Was there a wombat character?
I created a wombat. That's what I was playing as. But now I'm really just playing as Nina is the...
Your daughter's character.
Is my daughter's character, Nina.
Now, do you let other people...
That's what Elliot calls her.
Can you like connect this online and other people can come into your town? Is that how it works?
Yes, if they had my friend code.
Right.
They can come to my town and check out my stuff.
We should exchange friend codes,
Wombat.
Yeah.
We should exchange friend codes. We can do that after the show.
Are you going to post it? Do you want to share it with the audience, too? You want to post it?
I know what my friend code is off the top of my head?
No, I mean you could post it in the show.
876-39-EFFUCK.
I don't think that's it.
You don't think so? Mm-mm.
All right. So look for that if Wombat remembers to do that post.
Exactly. But it's fun. It's still Animal Crossing. I will get to go to the island tomorrow.
It's pretty charming. There's a little bit of charm in these Animal Crossing games.
If I give it let Ty play this game, would that be a good idea or a bad idea?
If you let him play that game, he would probably enjoy it a lot, and you wouldn't see your 3DS anymore.
I never use the 3DS. I don't care. I don't want him to. But would he learn from it?
It's a good game for kids because it like teaches you to be nice.
Yeah, it's all about being polite, and it's all about manners, and it's all about cleaning up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because
you want to keep your town nice and neat, and you want to be good to the other people. So it's about being, it's all about making friends and being polite and doing the right thing. And there's no violence. And it probably teaches a better lesson than most of the, any TV show he's watching.
And you need to read in order to know what to do.
Exactly. And so there's a lot of reading.
I will, I can just download that, right?
I would suggest just downloading it. Yeah.
That's what I did.
Oh, I'll think about it.
The day it came out, I was up at 6 o'clock in the morning downloading Animal Crossing.
Is it more educational than Plumber Crack?
Slightly. Only a little bit more. Everyone likes Plumber Crack. That's still a game people play? I don't
know. Ty plays it. If I don't remember to delete it.
It's timeless.
It's timeless. Come on, they have like DLC.
Like hard driving.
They literally have DLC for new cracks. Literally. You know what we forgot to talk about?
Plumber Crack?
Don Matrick leaving Microsoft.
That's because we just hit it now on the outline.
Right. So maybe we didn't forget. Maybe we forgot to put it up higher on the outline.
Maybe. Don Matrick is leaving Microsoft to go to Zynga.
Zynga!
Zynga!
Yikes.
Yeah, he had some he had some words with friends.
Yikes. I read that headline and I said, yikes. So obviously this has been in plan. Like, he didn't just like become CEO like in the last couple of weeks. Like, this has been probably in the planning for something like this is going to take a couple months to go down. Like, you don't just become CEO of a big company. Like,
it's just
Zynga.
It's just very odd timing.
Yeah. I mean, like, he's already fucked up the Xbox launch pretty good. And
how much do you think he? I don't know. Like,
how much did he have to do with it?
Yeah.
But he's the head of it. It's the buck stops with him no matter what.
Well, sure.
The buck stops with him no matter what, but it doesn't mean that he's actually the one, like, on the day-to-day making those decisions.
Well, he's got, I mean...
A lot of stuff happens in a big company without it getting right up to his level.
Yeah, usually what'll happen, you know, at least in my experience, is, you know, you have teams of people coming up with these ideas, and then once it goes out there, once it's out in the populace, it's not necessarily his fault. It's more of a, well, what did we do and why did we do it?
Mm-mm. I disagree. I mean, he's the president of Interactive Entertainment.
I'm not saying that he should know
that you should not because you can, obviously. And look, it's going to be fine, but it's fucking embarrassing. And like, if you can avoid all this negative press, obviously, and it's easy to do so, you would do it. And he was not able to do that. They've completely fucked up the last few months. And there's a rumor going around there's going to be major restructuring at Microsoft, and he's probably knew about this, you know, well before any of us. And he saw an opportunity to become a CEO of a big company. He was never going to probably be CEO of Microsoft, especially not after this fucking disaster. And maybe, you know, the restructuring, he didn't like the way he was going to be restructured. And he started looking for other options, and now he's at Zynga.
Yep.
So
that sounds plausible. So who takes over?
Probably what happened. And I still think it's crazy. Like, hey, you know this big mess that I helped make? Now it's now your mess. It's like George Bush and Obama.
Pretty much.
Pretty much the same thing. But I don't
way to get political there.
Other than that, I don't think there's any controversy. You know, other than the controversy of I made a big mess, now it's not my problem.
someone left a turd in the bed.
Right, right. Oops, can you get that for me?
Can you pick that up?
I gotta run. I got a meeting. I'm sorry, I shit the bed. Just, you know.
So who takes over?
Major Nelson.
Now, do you think it's Aaron Greenberg? I've heard that rumor bantered
about.
Well,
Trixie wrote it on Twitter. Is that the rumor that you heard?
That's one of the people that I saw.
You heard another? Oh, you've heard it elsewhere?
I've seen people tweet that's who they think it should be.
But they're not people that matter.
Right.
I mean, they matter.
It could be
they,
him. We have no insight into this.
No,
whatsoever.
We have none whatsoever. I'm asking you, who do you think it should be?
I don't know.
I didn't say who is it. So, wow, you're really no fun at this at all.
Godfrey.
You know.
I think it should be Godfrey.
If you could, if you were asked.
Gamertag Radio.
Hey, we trust your opinion. Who do you recommend that we interview for this position?
Major Nelson.
Who would you recommend?
Major Nelson. Aaron Greenberg. I don't know anybody else in Microsoft besides, I know Major Nelson, I know Aaron Greenberg.
Mark Whitten? Isn't he there?
I don't know him though. I've had conversations with Major Nelson, and I've spent time with Major Nelson and Aaron Greenberg. That's it. But mm-hmm. I don't know anybody else. I'm pretty sure. Some right. PR girl woman.
If I was them, maybe. I would go after Charles Martinet. I think that would be a big coup for them.
It's me, Xbox One. You want the Xbox? We got the Xbox. Always online.
Charles, are you married?
I'm not married. I'm a single. I saw that. It was sad. I'm Ursula Wallawaggio. Right. Wallawaggio, by the way.
That's like when they ask Richard Simmons why he's not married. Like, oh, he said the same thing. I haven't found the right woman yet.
I haven't found the right woman yet.
That's what he said. He said, I haven't found the right princess, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. I'm all,
that Conan interview. What the hell is his funny. Name?
What the hell's? Why can't I think of Wario? I'm a Wario.
Yes. The Conan Wario. E3 video is pretty funny. You should Google that and check it out. And Major
Conan,
Nelson's in that
Conan.
Too.
Conan. Major Nelson is in that.
Yeah, he was. he looked pretty scared, as Shipwreck pointed out.
I just felt bad. For him in that situation, because it's like it's clear that Conan's trying to like get some comedy out of it.
Conan Conan is a barbarian. Conan, both the comedian? Said that
it's yeah, the same Conan guy the... all those redheaded guys look the same,
right? The best situation, the best way it could have gone for Major Nelson with Conan is that he does not look like an idiot. That's the best you could hope for with anybody being in a sketch like that with Conan, is that you don't come across looking like an idiot. And I think he succeeded.
I think the one thing they did was they showed the wrong game.
What should they have shown?
They showed Rise, which was a little violent. I mean, Conan
Forza would have been good to show.
Conan does all of the does those video game things occasionally.
Yeah.
Some of them are really good.
Yeah.
And he clearly doesn't like violence in general.
Yeah, he's a Hollywood guy. Most of those guys, not into it.
Yeah, I think Forza would have been a good spark. Shipwreck mentioned off air.
Right.
I think that would have been a good thing to show.
I think he would have been amazed by Spark in the same way.
I do too.
He was amazed with, like, if you give Spark to Conan, he's gonna make something funny with it.
Yeah. Right. You can't. Yeah. How many jokes can you make about a guy's head coming off? I mean, it's
exactly.
Pretty much the same joke.
Can you stab him through the neck? That was the joke he made. And then he stabbed him through the neck. He goes, oh, you really did. And he didn't enjoy it. He didn't enjoy it like he did Mario Kart.
It's not going to be funny. It's like, how funny can it be when you see realistic violence?
Nintendo had to love how the Mario Kart came out. It's Mario Kart, by the way. Well, I bet.
Whatever.
Not
Mario
Kart.
It's me, Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah. So you should watch that video. It's pretty interesting. You can, yeah. So, we talked about Don. Good old Don. And I think now we are... Are we ready for the CAG bag? Let's do CAG bag now.
It's all you. You're the one with the clock restriction.
Hey, don't put it on me. I'm having my friend Scott Popular is coming over for 4th of July. And we're going to eat some stuff. American stuff.
Well, sounds like a hoot.
Yeah. Okay, here's a question from Jerkface Killa. If you had been in charge at Microsoft, how would you have handled the DRM and used game situation from the beginning? Wombat, you're first.
I really don't know, because here's
Shipwreck,
the thing.
If you have an idea.
I mean, well, the thing is that what we don't know is really how it all worked with all of this in place and how much of it was quote-unquote necessary for these features.
Right. Okay, I have the answer.
Okay, what's the answer?
The answer is... You have to have clearly defined answers to all these questions from the beginning. As soon as you're willing to talk about it, you have to have all the answers. You have to plan what people are going to ask you and have responses ready. You can't just go off the cuff on stuff like this. Some things you
can. Which is what they do.
You know, like how long is the battery going to last in the controller? Okay, that's not going to
be good.
Right. You can just say it's going to be good. It's going to be fine. Stuff like this, it's... You can't say, give like sort of half of an answer. You can say nothing or everything, but not half an answer. So I would have done that. Otherwise, you have this mess. And now the story is about the DRM and not your new product.
You needed to have the story about why it was good for consumers.
That too. Yeah.
That's the story. You had to have your PowerPoints all ready to go on that one.
Right. But you need both at the same time.
You need to have all the answers. Which is why I say you can't answer the question because you don't know what we still don't know what the answers were.
Well, now we know.
No, we don't.
Well, now we know what the new answers are.
Exactly. Now we just know new answers.
We didn't mention the sales going on Xbox Live and PSN right now, but there's some really good sales.
There is. I need to buy stuff. I bought Divinity already on the Xbox for $5.
Did you find out whether that was the Atlas version or not?
It is the Atlas version.
Oh, okay. According to that,
according to the screenshot on Xbox.com. It has that screenshot of the box, and in the bottom corner it says Atlas. So
right.
I'm assuming it's the Atlas version because it says Atlas in the picture. And I also want to buy Shadows of the Colossus for the PlayStation 3 because I've never played that game, and it's $5.
Is this HD remake or something?
Yeah, I believe it's the HD remake, so I figure I'll pick it up at an HD.
Right. I think this would have gone along because these are cheap. I mean, they have a whole bunch of games for $5 or $10. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the Xbox Live version right now. The PSN, yeah, they've been doing this for a long time. They have this down.
Right. The PS1 is called the Summer Blast, I believe. Summer Blast sale, while the Xbox One is the Ultimate sale, in case you want to Google them.
These are almost sales, like they're Steam-like. Like, they're really cheap. They're to the point where you're like, well, okay, I'll buy that for $10, even though I probably will never play that. But it's there. It's cheap. I know it's a good game. I might as well buy it for $10. If Microsoft could somehow package this kind of sales into their message, too, like, hey, we're going to be very digital this time, but these are the benefits, is that we're going to be able to offer you these great sale prices. And we can do that because we're not competing against the commercial product as much. Like, that would have been a big part of it. But now I think it's going to be the same situation as it is this time, where they can't really, or they're not going to be willing to cut the digital sales down to like Steam levels because they have the $60 product sitting out there on store shelves.
Yeah. Well, right. Yeah. That's a big problem. Hopefully they can sort of work it out. I don't know. When they discover how much more they're going to sell at lower prices.
I don't know. But then again, there's the question, how does PlayStation manage to pull this off? How are they, you know, the free game on PlayStation
Plus
this week?
They're way more aggressive.
Is Battlefield 3. They're giving away Battlefield 3 for free. And Xbox answer to that right now is some real-time strategy game that I can't even remember the name of, which may
defense
be a very
grid.
Good
it's
game.
It's a tower defense game.
Yeah, tower defense game called Defense Grid.
Which is quite good.
I'm not saying it's bad, but it's not Battlefield 3. It doesn't have that, you know, if you were to ask someone, what would you rather have? I think most people are going to say Battlefield 3, or what sounds more impressive. And you can't say we're doing this new plan, this new deal, and it's going to be great, and it's going to have games like Halo 3, and it's going to have games like Assassin's Creed 2, and then your first game out of the gate is Defense Grid. That's shitting the bed.
Yeah, what did you say earlier on Twitter? I mean, in our little chat, they left Major Nelson like out to dry on that one.
They really did. They totally hung him out to dry. Because I'm sure it wasn't his decision, but he's the one who gets to announce that.
It's weird. I've been thinking a lot about Major Nelson lately. Just because of all, like, he faces most of the brunt, don't you think? Like, his blog is where everybody goes to just to level their disappointment at Microsoft, right? Isn't that like the number one
spot?
I
don't think there's a kind word on his blog right now.
It's tough. And it's not like
be
he's
hard.
The policymaker, you know, he's just the guy with the blog.
And whether it's the internet, and I'm sure, and I can only speak for myself, you read enough negative comments, eventually it starts to hurt.
Well, then, or you stop reading them.
Exactly. And then you just have to stop reading them.
I know he doesn't stop reading them because he responds to positive comments.
Right.
So he's reading them. It's just... Yeah, it sucks to be in that situation. Like, they needed somebody out there to be a community type person, and they had a bunch of those at one point. And it was going
very
well.
Imagine
if
they had those guys now.
Yeah. Well, it might have worked out better if they had those guys to be able to talk to the community and get the message out.
Oh, there's no doubt on my mind that if Chris Palladino, if Chris Palladino and Nelson Rodriguez and Trixie were still there, this E3 would have been a very, very, very different situation.
You think so? You think they would have been able to?
Yes, 100%. Really? Yes.
I wonder. Yes. I'd love to talk to those guys about this whole situation. They would have a lot of insight on that, I'm sure.
I'm sure they...
I'd love to talk to Major Nelson about it. Not on, you know, I'm sure he would never be able to say anything on the, you know, on a podcast or anything, but just, you know, private conversation. Probably.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's hard because I don't think there's any doubt that he loves the brand.
Right. He can't be loving what's going on right now. And it's just...
Yeah, you know.
He's getting
you know,
it
I
all.
May,
like, it's... It's
and
all
I may not always agree with everything he does, but I never thought that he hated working for Xbox.
Right, or that he was trying to, like, you know, destroy gaming.
Exactly. And it's not, exactly. You know, you could disagree about things, but it doesn't mean that you both are, you know, against something. But, and it's just so strange. And it really just goes back to really Defense Grid. It doesn't matter that it's a good game. I'm sure it is. It's all about perception. And right now, Xbox is not in a place or a position to have any type of negative perception in the marketplace. They just aren't.
No
and
more.
And it's
going to
be
no
a little
more.
While.
Yeah.
They should be in the position where they can match Sony on these free games.
Exactly.
They have
exactly.
the money to do this. Because Sony's obviously, the only way they're getting all these free games is they're have to be giving a substantial cut to the publishers.
Sure.
The publishers don't want to give away their games for free.
No.
No, I'm sure this is subsidized somehow. But yeah, Sony's always been way more aggressive with the digital sales.
I mean, but, you know, to go from, you know, they just had Saints Row the Third up there. They just had Deus Ex up there. They're doing Saints Row the Third, Deus Ex, Battlefield 3. We got Fable 3, which is terrible.
That's in the right wheelhouse.
We're getting warmer at least. But PlayStation Plus
warmer.
Has always had good value. Like no one's could ever say it didn't.
And then followed by Defense Grid. And this is supposed to be their answer to PlayStation Plus. And it's Defense Grid. I just can't, like, I don't understand it. I can't imagine the meeting where they must have a whiteboard. And on that whiteboard, there's two columns with a big black line and a line that goes across the top. And one says PS Plus and the other one says Xbox Live. And the PS Plus column should be all the games they're currently offering for free with the paid subscription against their planned releases for Xbox Live Gold memberships. And you can't have that list and the top game on your list be Defense Grid.
I wonder if this is all a, to use your term, Wombat, a back-end type of thing where it's the difference in licensing between the two consoles where the 360, there's no, okay, you're going to have this only while you're a gold member type of purchase. You either have it or you don't. It's always tied to your console and your gamer tag. So whereas on the PS3, they're free, but they're only free as long as you keep up your PlayStation Plus.
Right, you're renting
That's
them.
True.
Right.
You're renting them for a good price.
It's a long-term rental.
Right.
Minimum of a year.
I wonder if that is part of the reason that they aren't matching these. That it doesn't mean it's a good reason, but I just wonder if that's part of the decision.
That makes a lot of sense. But again, exactly. It's not really a good reason because right now the name of the game is perception.
They need to step up their game.
They really need to step it up. And it's not about changing opinions of the Xbox One. We have time for that. I say we like I work there. But they have time for that. I'm so used to being at work where everything is we. They have time for that. What they need to do right now is change public perception with what they currently have available. The current sale is a very good way to do that, but if you're going to give stuff away, make it so amazing that there is no negative spin. And right now they did the exact opposite of that.
They left the door wide open for people to
play. They really did. And not only did they leave the door wide open, but their main competition that's in the best position it's ever been one-ups it so much by giving away a game that is, you know, a triple-A top-tier game while you're giving away something that is a three-year-old game that most people have never heard of.
Right, and even the original plan when they announced it at E3, when Microsoft announced it at E3, what were the game like Assassin's Creed 2?
And... Assassin's Creed 2 and Halo 3, which are two of the best-selling games on the consoles.
Yeah, but
so really, I mean, I think if you do the math, it's 6 or 7 out of every 10 people probably owns that game already.
It's pretty bad.
Well, I mean, a lot of people own Battlefield 3. It's
a lot of I don't own Battlefield 3, and I don't know that many people that may or may not own it on the PlayStation 3.
I have the answer to all of Microsoft's problems. It just came to me. You ready?
Sure.
They should have a contest, Xbox One community contest, to decide the next president of Xbox or Interactive Entertainment at Microsoft, and turn it into a reality show.
Reggie Fils-Aimé.
It's gonna be great. You have Cliffy B. You have David Jaffe is gonna be on there.
Dyack,
yeah, that would be good. Yeah, of course we have Major Nelson and Aaron Greenberg.
Strauss Zelnick will be in there, and what's his face from Activision?
Kurt Schilling,
Bobby Kotick.
The Giant Bomb Kurt guys Schilling. Could be on there. They could go for
I
it.
I think they should host.
I think they should. No, well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what their business background is. Yeah, it may not be. I don't know, but I think this is a great idea, and this can be an exclusive TV series on Xbox One. Except, so they're not going to have a president for a while with my plan, but
they're the 1 versus 100 host in there. Like he can run it for a while, right?
Right. Yeah. Cash. I gotta go, guys. I know this has been a lot of fun.
Okay.
I gotta
well,
go
then wrap it up.
I gotta
say the words.
Son. Say the words. Follow us on Twitter, GPD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck, Facebook.com/CheapAssGamer, GoDaddy.com, get the codes from the CadCast thread, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bread's done.
It's being called the must-have tech gadget of the year. The Samsung Apex, which hits shelves today, streams video into your left eye, internet into your right eye, and sucks your dick all at the same time. Buzz has been building for the Apex. At a recent press event, Samsung promoted the device as the future of technology today.
Today's world, there's no reason to ever not be fully stimulated. With Apex, you can constantly be watching movies, checking Facebook, and having your penis sucked by a robotic mouth every second of the day.
Samsung spokesman Neil Werner is projecting the biggest sales in his company's history.
Are you kidding me? This thing does everything, plus it sucks your dick, all right? And I know what you're thinking. And yes, ladies, there is a version for you that eats you out. Hang it up, Apple. We beat you the punch on this one. Samsung's got you by the balls.